For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. That the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Come on, let's sing.
Yeah.
Amen. Without further ado, we're going to greet our pastor with a hearty, hearty amen. Come on, everybody. Come on, I know we can do it better than that. Come on, everybody.
Showing up in this place. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We thank God for the freedom that we have to worship the Lord today. Can we all just say praise the Lord again?
Praise the Lord!
Thank God for my wife being here, and God bless her, like her, my friend. Thank God for bringing Mr. Pastor Simon and his family safely on the highway, even though he has a problem with his brakes now. We hope our emergency fix-it man is on call, might be able to help us out a little bit. Amen. We do bless him all for that. We thank God for all that he's doing. How many know we serve a mighty new God? Give God a wave on. There's a song that says, God has done so much for me, I just can't come on. Does anybody just want to thank him this morning? Does anybody want to thank him? Anybody know God has been good? Does anybody know God to be your way maker? Does anybody know God to be your mind regulator? Does anybody know that God is a heart fixer? God, you've been good, and I just want to thank you. Anybody just want to give him a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Want to give him a hallelujah? God, you've been that good, so I don't want to give you a cheap praise. I want to give you the highest praise. And I say, praise the Lord. So we're going to turn to Genesis, the 25th chapter. We're going to read 5 verses of scripture here. Start with the 29th verse of Genesis. Genesis, the 25th chapter, starting with the 29th verse. Do we all have it? And for those that don't have a Bible, it should be on the screen. Verse 29 reads, "And Jacob sought pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall his birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore to him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we thank you for your visitation. Lord, we thank you for your spirit being in this place. For we realize this morning that only the anointing can break and destroy the yoke. But Lord, we ask you to speak to our needs on this afternoon. Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for all that you've done. Lord, every time we thank you for one thing, you've done so many more. But we bless your name. And Lord, we ask you to come by here today to bless. Lord, we ask you this morning, this afternoon, someone that came in troubled in mind, Lord, let them leave with a clear mind. Lord, someone came in seeking direction. We ask you to send your word to give them direction. Lord, somebody came in this morning with a broken heart. Lord, send your word to heal the broken heart. Lord, somebody may have come in this morning bound. We ask you to send the word to set the captives free. And for this, we thank you to the church. Say in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I've just seen that all day long. Lord, I just want to thank you. Everybody just want to thank God. Amen. Whatever you may be experiencing, even your hardship, your trials, it could be that much worse. Amen. I read an article, a gentleman said, it's easy to thank God when things are well. But how many of us can praise him when things aren't going well? Amen. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In everything, can we say everything?
Everything
includes the good, the bad, and the indifferent. In everything we ought to give what? Thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So I don't know what anybody may be going through this morning, but you still ought to have a praise on your lips. You have to have a hallelujah in your heart. You want to have a praise, hallelujah, because whatever it is, it could be that much worse. But look what our God has done. Does anybody know God is a good God? Does anybody know God is made ways out of no way? Lord, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out. Come on, my soul cries out. You better learn to get a hold of God in these days and talk into that. That's the only source of help. Can we say praise the Lord again? So I'm going to read verse 23, then I'm going to come back to Genesis and I give us our message. Proverbs 23, verse 23 reads, "By the truth." Do what? Don't buy a lie. Don't buy deception. Don't buy falsehood. Don't buy those that claim to be one thing, but buy the what? By the truth and We're going to read in verse, start in verse 31, well, verse 31, then I give us our message. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Let's keep on verse 30. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? So our message today is, don't sell out. Don't sell out. And if you were to have an afterthought, the afterthought would be, what can you give in exchange for your soul? So the main thought is, don't sell out. And when we peruse and study the life of Esau, earlier the scripture says that Esau was a man of the field, and that Jacob dwelt in tents. And anyone that was in our Wednesday night Bible study, we remember when it says he was a man of the field, if you go to Matthew the 13th chapter, and I believe around the 34th verse, it talks about what the field is. The field, the scripture says, when the wheat and the tares, the field is the word. Like, so it means Esau's characteristics, Esau's lifestyle was a worldly lifestyle. Because Esau was a man of the field, and the field represents the word. But Jacob dwelt in tents. And we know that the tent in these days and time, after God delivered his people out of Israel, out of Egypt, the tent represented the tent of meeting. So the tent is where you meet God. So one was in the world, and the other one was in God. Amen. So the one that was in the world, and the Bible says that Esau was a skilled, masterful hunter. But for some reason this day, his worldly skills failed him. Amen. His worldly skills got to the point that he was famished to the point of death. And he came to the man that was in the tent. He came to the godly man, and he needed help. And the godly man said, well, the only thing you have is of value to me is your birthright. He said, so sell me your birthright. Now, if Esau would have considered what went with the birthright, there's a whole lot that went with the birthright. And as I said so often, we read in the Bible, say, he's the God of Abraham, he's the God of Isaac, and he's the God of Jacob. But it really should be, he's the God of Abraham, he's the God of Isaac, and he's the God of Esau. But Esau sold out. Esau gave away something that was so precious. The birthright back in those days was sacred. They were sacred, and from the birthright you got all the blessings of the Father. Amen. And if you read about it in Deuteronomy, not only did you get the blessing, but the firstborn got double blessings. So he got the blessings naturally, he also got the blessings spiritually. But because Esau didn't value his birthright, and how do we know that? The 34th verse says, because he despised his birthright. Not only that term for despise doesn't mean just for the moment, but it was a continual despise. So he despised it to the point that it didn't matter to him, his birthright. So he sold his birthright for what? For one morsel of bread. Don't sell out. Now today, we know that the devil is trying to get many in the church to sell out, and it's not for bread. Many, he's trying to get to sell out in the church for fortune. He's trying to get some to sell out in the church because of relationships. He's trying to get some to sell out in the church for whatever you can fill in, because you know what you're going through. My recommendation to you today is don't sell out. Hallelujah. Value your salvation. Value your birthright. Anybody been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost? Then you got a birthright. You are now a part of the family of God. Don't trade your birthright. Don't give it up for anything. Don't give it up if you're a woman, don't you give it up for a man. And if you're a man, don't you give it up for a woman. If you're a parent, don't you give it up for children. And if you're children, don't give it up for your parents. The birthright is precious.
in the 50s and the 60s, they had their beginnings in church. Amen. All of the great early singers, the rhythm and blues singers, start off in church, but they sold out. They exchanged their God for fortune. They exchanged their God for fame. They exchanged their God for the likes and the name. But if I can encourage you today, don't sell out. Because if you sell out, you give away the most precious thing you have in your life, and that is your soul. And Jesus said, what can a man give in exchange for his soul? So many today have sold out and can't get back to God because they've given away something that was so precious to them. The Hebrews, the 12th chapter, give us some characteristics about Esau. It says in the 16th verse that Esau sold his birthright, and God calls him profane because he sold his birthright. He said he was profane and he was immoral or ungodly. And the scripture says, though he saw repentance carefully with tears, there was no place of repentance because he sold out. He couldn't get back to God. If I can encourage you to do anything today, don't you sell out. You can get to a point where you will send away your days of grace. You'll get to the point where you want to get back to God, but you can't get back to God because you're sold out. Your soul is too valuable. Your soul is too precious. Your soul is the part of you that will live on for eternity. So don't sell out.
Me.
sell something or sell yourself. Make God sell something or sell yourself. So what the devil does is he plants these little things in front of us. Now, I was telling somebody the other day, this is how the devil works. He knows he can't come out of the state of God and say, listen, I want you to go sin. Because we all know better than that, amen? We all know better than to sin. So what does he do? He comes through side door experiences. He comes through ways that we can't detect. He comes through the back door. But the problem is, if you keep everything locked up, locked, stock, and barrel, the devil can't get in. But if you give him an inch, I can guarantee you, he's going to take him out. So don't let him in. If you know he's coming at you, whether it's through the TV, don't let him in. If he's coming at you through friends and experiences, don't let him in. That's the beginning of the seller. Now, how many know we can all see stuff when it's tangible? You can see tangible stuff. I mean, this podium is tangible. The air is intangible. But if I cut off your intangible air, that's what you will do. You'll die. We can cut off this podium and won't do anything. Well, what the devil is doing is getting us to focus on the tangible, and we're forsaking the intangible. He tells us, I believe in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 18th verse, where we look, and put that up for me, 2 Corinthians 4:18. Said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are. So the devil got us focusing on everything on this world, and the most important thing we are neglecting, and that is our soul. So he said, while we look not at the things which are seen. Now my question today, when you come to God in your salvation, are you walking by faith or are you walking by sight? If you walk by faith, you won't sell out. But if you begin to walk by sight, if you begin to count up all the stuff you can lose by making a sacrifice to God, you will start selling out, because your value system will be more on the things that are tangible than on the things that are intangible. I like to tell you about myself personally. I started out with Jesus a long time ago, and I can assure you for myself, there is no doubt.
Where people are selling out.
still got the law on my side. Isaiah said, we're living in a day and time when one woman will take a home to 7 men. He said, let me wear my own apparel. Let me eat my own bread. Just let me be called. So a lot of us are abusing the name of Jesus. A lot of us are abusing the name of Jesus because we are called by his name. But our lives are not the testimony that it should be. So when people see us, they ought to see the Jesus in us. So my question today is, when people see you, what do they see? If they see me and see too much of a camp, I messed up. Because we, the Bible said, let your light shine before what? All men. So they may see your good works and do what? So if they see me, I messed up. Because I can't bring no glory. Because the Bible said, no flesh shall glory in his presence. So I So you will know how it's done. He said, no, I won't sell that. If I have 100 items for $100, let's do this. He said, well, okay, well, I'll say 10 items for $10. This is the devil, right? I'm just telling you. This is what's going on with the saints. Because they're not giving it all to them. They're doing it little by little. What belongs to God, they're slowly giving it to the devil. Yes, they are slowly. Right? Slowly. So he said, no. Well, I'm going to save you 10 of these for $10. See what that means? Man, I can do that. Because if I save 10 for $10, I still got 90 left. Then he comes back to you a couple weeks later and says, hey, I got 10 more or whatever that evil thing is. I'm going to save you $10. He says, okay, well, I got $90. If I sell this, I got 80 left. So it's a slow repetition. It's a slow deception. It's a slow deceptive thing that he's doing, that he's seducing you little by little, and you don't catch it. Then at the end, the devil wins because when you got 10 items left, he said, now, I'm going to sell you these last 10 things for $10. And you sell the last 10, guess what? You got the $100 that you started off in the beginning. Yes. Because it's seduction. It's deception. So what's going on? Saints, how do you know what sin is? Sin is going against God. Right? So what the devil does, he said, listen, it's a little sin, hit no little sins in God. Sin is sin. So the sinner says, well, if you do a little sin, nobody knows about it, you'll be all right. Don't sell out. You got to tell them, listen, sin is sin. God hates sin. God died so that we wouldn't go to hell because of sin. Because the wages of sin, what's the wages of sin? When you are in sin, you cannot go to heaven.
Amen.
Sin takes you to hell.
Amen.
So what the devil does is he packages up his sin in little packages. And little package of sin is still sin. Well, how do we know? Because I believe it says in the book of James, if you're guilty in, you're guilty. Amen. It's time for us to be. How many want to be real with God? I don't ever ask anybody to be real with me because I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. But we ought to all be real with God. Well, why do I want to be real with God? Who determines what we speak eternity? Right? So my question today is, how many have sold the birthrights? How many of us have sold? When you guys say that was a birthright, that guarantees you a ticket into heaven as long as you live safe. But what things have you sold out to God? Buy the truth and do what? If you're in the truth, don't walk in darkness. I was talking to Bishop. He told me, it's a shame. The amount of apostolics that are going to nominal churches, talk about their shame. The Bible says, walk in the light as he is in. So when you get baptized in Jesus' name and fill the Holy Ghost with God, the nominals don't have the light. So when you are baptized in Jesus' name and you go to a nominal church, that is concerning the Bible, that is darkness. How do you go from light to darkness when we're supposed to be the light of the world? Are you with me? So you got to buy the truth and sell it not. So if you've been apostolic all your life, don't you go the other way now. Because that's selling out. God told me to tell you, I'm going to tell you. I already told you, I ain't got no money to pay for me to make a compromise. Honestly. Because if I don't warn you and you mess up and go to hell, God requires your blood and money. But if I warn you and you go wrong, it's on your own end. I'm telling you, it's time for the church to get right. It's time for, if you've not sinned, get rid of it. Amen. Because sin is a slow sellout. You'll get so involved with sin that you'll begin to look at yourself and say, how did I get to this point? Because the devil has been slowly seducing you. Slowly taking you away from God and you don't realize. Let us all stand. God has promised us that he will bless us if we keep our hands in his hands. But my question today, has anybody began to sell out? Are you exchanging your soul for anything? Money can't take you to heaven. A house can't take you to heaven. A relationship with a person can't take you to heaven. The only thing that's going to take you to heaven is your godly, heavenly relationship. So are you selling out? Now, once again, selling out is a slow, seductive thing. You don't realize it. But slowly but surely, the devil is moving in and he's moving God out. God and the devil cannot dwell in the same temple. Listen. So when the devil gets in so far, even though God doesn't leave, you force God out because you let the devil in.